Here's the question. How do we pray that our sins be forgiven? Should we pray that our sins be forgiven now, or should we just be thankful that our sins were forgiven on the cross? It's not an either or. It's a yes. It's both. We pray with thanksgiving that the debt for our sin was paid on the cross. And we also pray right now for the forgiveness of our sins because we are aware of the sins we are committing right now. We are aware of the past week or the past few days or the past hours. And it's important for us that we pray that there be no sin that hangs upon us and drags us down and compromises our relationship with our Redeemer and Creator. I'll often get this question, and it's the kind of question people think about. What if you die with unconfessed sin? Well, here's the bad news. We're all going to die with unconfessed sin. It's virtually impossible not to. We're sinning in some sense just about all the time. If nothing else, we're falling short of the glory of God. A key understanding of sin all the time. We're all going to die with some sin unconfessed. Now, we don't want to die with sin that's on our consciousness unconfessed. We should pray for the opportunity to confess those sins before we go to meet our judge. But ultimately, it's not about what we do. It's about what He does. Remember, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. One of the things we need to pray when we pray for the forgiveness of sins is that the Father will forgive us of sins of which we're not even aware.